Chapter 5. The gift of the Spirit is for us. Christ was standing in the shadow of the cross, with a full realization of the load of guilt that was to rest upon him as the sin-bearer, when he instructed his disciples regarding a most essential gift he was to bestow on his followers. "I will pray the Father," he said, "and he shall give you another Comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you." The evil that had been accumulating for centuries was to be resisted by the divine power of the Holy Spirit. What was the result of the outpouring of the Spirit on the day of Pentecost? The glad tidings of a risen Savior were carried to the uttermost parts of the world. Converts flocked to the church from all directions. Some who had been the bitterest opponents of the gospel became its champions. One interest prevailed: to reveal the likeness of Christ's character and to labor for the enlargement of his kingdom. With great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all. Chosen men consecrated their lives to the work of giving to others the hope that filled their hearts with peace and joy. They could not be restrained or intimidated. As they went from place to place, the poor had the gospel preached to them, and miracles of divine grace were wrought. From the day of Pentecost to the present, the Comforter has been sent to all who have yielded themselves to the Lord and to His service. The Holy Spirit has come as a counselor, sanctifier, guide, and witness. The men and women who through the long centuries of persecution enjoyed the presence of the Spirit in their lives, have stood as signs and wonders in the world. They have revealed the transforming power of redeeming love. Those who at Pentecost were endued with power, were not thereby freed from further temptation. They were repeatedly assailed by the enemy, who sought to rob them of their Christian experience. They were compelled to strive with all their God-given powers to reach the stature of men and women in Christ. Daily they prayed that they might reach still higher toward perfection. Even the weakest learned to improve their entrusted powers and to become sanctified, refined, and ennobled. As in humility they submitted to the molding influence of the Holy Spirit, they were fashioned in the likeness of the divine.